Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, and our guest this week joining us right now from the men's tennis program is Senior Tukey Jacobs. Tukey, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Tukey and the men's tennis teams played in several tournaments throughout the course of this semester, part of the fall season, more of individual tournaments. It's not like team play in the fall or in the spring. Tell me so far, you know, how do you feel that you've played? I know you've played in a couple of big national or regional events, the ITA All-American and the regionals this past weekend. How'd you rate your performance so far?
I played well, played at a good level. I gave my best. I competed with guys that are at the top. At the All-American, I beat a guy from, he plays number one and number two from Memphis. He's ranked like 50 in the nation. I beat him in the first round of the qualifying, and the next round I lost to a player from George Washington. He played really well. Conditions were tough, and he was able to cope with it better than me. For the regionals, I lost in the fourth round of 16, to a player from Mississippi State. I think he plays number one, probably number two. His name is Nuno Borges. He was a very tough player. I was physically tired. I tried to hang in there, but he just got the better of me, and he ended up winning the tournament, actually. So I don't know if it's good to say I lost the guy who won the tournament, but that was about it.
So when you came back this semester, and you know the fall season is not as many events, and it's that you travel together as a team and you compete, but without that team result at the end of the day, did you set any goals for what you wanted to accomplish over these couple of months while you were playing, and how close are you to accomplishing them?
Well, last year for regionals, I made the finals. So this year, the obvious goal was to win it. But for goals, as in who I played and who I conquered, regarding beating ranked players, I played one ranked guy and I beat him. I played actually two or three and I won the one. So having at least a ranked win for the season is good. I hope it helps me coming into the spring, hopefully getting me a ranking, because I've been wanting a ranking for a while now.
Do you prepare any differently for the fall season than you do for the spring when you guys all report back after Christmas break?
Yes, since the fall season is more individually based tournaments, it's more likely that someone's going to prepare differently, because it's basically about you playing and not the team. So you're going to do warm-ups by yourself. You're going to... Well, in the morning warm-up, everyone warms up together, but before your match, you're going to do warm-ups by yourself. For the dual matches in the spring, you do warm-ups together because you all start at the same time. So it's also different mentally, because it's a knockout draw, so you sort of play as in you play because you want to get far in the tournament in the fall. But in the spring, it's more of you win to get your point for your team. So it's different thinking, but it's also different energy as well. Because while you're playing, you have to support for your teammates right next to you. So I like both. I like both the fall and the spring. They give you different feels of the game.
So in the tournaments you've been at, you've played doubles with a couple of different teammates. You know, and I know coach makes different decisions, and the fall is kind of the time to experiment with that. But as a player, when you're on the court, you know, what do you look for that you think makes a good team or a good doubles combination?
I'm not the best doubles player, but I think that just communication is key in doubles. Being able to communicate, talk about what you did wrong, talk about what you're going to do next. I think that's the most important thing, because if you don't talk, you don't have a team that's working in sync. So I think communication is the big key.
So when you travel and you get to these tournaments in the fall, not necessarily right when you get to the tennis courts themselves, but you wake up in the morning, you're already out of town, so you can't physically go to class on campus. You know, what's a match day like for you at a fall tournament? What do you do? Are there any habits or superstitions that you do every day? How do you prepare to go to the courts before you do your normal warm-up and routine to play?
I sort of go with the mentality of knowing that if I lose, I'm out. So I better give my best or else I'm done. So I sort of prepare myself the night before to make sure I give my best, because it's the worst feeling when you play a match and you don't give your best and you lose. You don't really feel the best. So especially for the fall tournaments, it's more individual based and more knockout. It's you have to really prepare yourself to really fight, because no one likes to lose and just head home, especially when you have a tournament like a knockout draw. If you have the dual matches in the season, sometimes you have a bad day, but you know you're fighting there out with your teammates. So if you have a bad day, you might have a teammate who has a good day. So it sort of saves you a little bit. So I prepare to really fight, because no one really wants to go home.
And I know there's one more event up in Birmingham in November, but, you know, sometimes it's never too early to start preparing. You know, you're going into your final spring season. Have you already kind of thought about or set any goals for that? And having already played 3 years of college tennis here at South, you maybe feel a sense of urgency knowing the collegiate career is coming to a close at the end of the school year?
What I've been telling myself a lot is that I know that I'll miss it. I'm starting to feel it now. Now that I'm a senior, I'm like, when I look at the tournaments, I can't imagine myself not playing. Like, I have friends, like Nacho is a GA. He loves the game. And you can see that he wishes he could play as well. So when I see that, I'm like, I also feel the upcoming, I don't know what to call it. I also feel the upcoming sadness, I guess, that I'll miss the game or collegiate level. Yeah.
So I want to go back now. When did you start playing tennis as a kid, and how did you find out about it? Why did you get involved when you were at that age?
I started playing tennis when I was about 7. My parents, they put us into many sports to sort of keep us busy and occupied, because there were peers that were not busy, and then they got into the bad side of life. We got involved in many sports: karate, tennis, soccer, cricket, and slowly with time we started cutting down what we don't like and started keeping what we like, of course. And I ended up with tennis until today. Soccer, I really liked soccer, but I was achieving more with tennis than soccer, so obviously had to choose tennis. And I thank them, actually. I really thank my parents for giving us the opportunity, giving myself and my siblings the opportunity to play a sport that we love, give us opportunity to choose from all the sports, because all three of us, we had at least 5 sports at once at the beginning. So they gave us opportunity, and I'm really thankful for that. And
So, you know, growing up, did you guys travel a lot, whether it was competition that maybe took you throughout the country or to other countries, depending on what level you were playing at? Or was there anything that you did as a kid in terms of travel that prepared you for ultimately ending up in the United States as a college tennis player?
The one thing that I was lucky to experience at our academy back home is that the coach, he planned trips every December for the academy or for a few of the players, where you leave like on the beginning of December and you go play 2-3 tournaments in the neighboring country, South Africa. And so just to give us the experience, allow us to see the level out there, because the level is obviously different from country to country. And so I've been traveling from a young age. I've been able to experience and see different levels of play. I wish I could see more, because when you see different levels of play, it gives you, it allows you to set goals for yourself. It allows you to increase, or well, to take away limits and know that anything is possible if you just work hard. Because when you go to tournaments, you see players who, like now, if I see players, I know I've seen players as a kid who weren't that good, and now they're really playing well. And certain stuff like that is what really motivates me and many others, I'm sure. So the traveling really taught me a lot.
Okay. When did you start thinking about the possibility of coming to a university in the States and furthering your education and playing at the Division I level, as it's turned out that you have?
I started thinking about it in my graduation year, grade 12. Sometimes it's tough to from countries like in Africa, Namibia, to actually come out to America and play and pursue education. So there were a few of us at the academy who were able to come out here, and there aren't many tennis players, or many tennis players that have the opportunity back home in Namibia. You don't really see players go to college. It's just one in a million. So I think it was my graduation year where I spoke to a friend. He went to Drake, and he told me about it, and I decided that, okay, I think I want to go study my engineering, but I also want to play tennis, and the best way to do that was to come to America.
So how did you find out about South Alabama? And tell me about the recruiting process, and were there any other schools that you had to choose from when it came time to accept that scholarship offer?
There were a few other schools. Many of them, not many, a few of them wanted me in January, but my coach knew the assistant coach here, and we got into contact like that, and from then that was history, I guess.
So you brought it up. You're an electrical engineering major. I can't even imagine that it's easy. Why'd you choose to pursue that field? And do you already have something in mind down the road when you get your degree and you're done playing of in that field that was why you chose it?
I enjoy engineering from when I was 12 years old. And electricity was also a spark early in my life. It happened when I went to my mom to her friend's house, and she had a massive TV, and I was about 12 years old, and there were many cables, and she didn't know how to plug it up. So they said, Tuki, and I was the only boy there. I was 12 years old, but I was the only boy. So she said, Tuki, can you plug up the TV? So I saw all these colors, the yellow, the red, and the all these things, and I don't know, I sat there for about an hour and a half just fiddling around. And I finally got it to work, and I was like, wow, this is fun. And that's when I said, oh, I'm going to go into something with wires for sure. So that's how I chose electrical.
As it relates to your South Alabama career, you got a tournament in the fall and then the spring semester left. Is there anything that stands out to you that you're proud of, or what are some memories from South Alabama that you'll take away from here and will be with you years down the road?
I'll just miss being with a team. When you finish with college and you go, say, since you go on to go professional, you're alone. You're alone out there. No one really cares about you besides your team, your coach, and that's it. Well, you're obviously your backup, your coach, your family, your whatever is with you. But I'll miss the team aspect of it, traveling as a team, doing things as a team, struggling as a team, winning as a team, just the full spectrum. The more and more the days go by now in my senior year, I'm really feeling it, and I want to give my utmost best just for myself and for my team my last year, and hope that I can still be healthy to finish my collegiate career, and hope with my team we can win conference.
So I do want to point out to the listeners that several times during your career here, you've actually missed the start of the fall season because you've gone back home and played with the Namibian team in the Davis Cup, which is the biggest team international team competition in tennis. Tell the listeners what it's like to represent your country and, you know, what that competition was like. I mean, you've got team experience from your college days, but, you know, tell us about how it was and what it means to you to have played on the international level like that.
It's different representing your country. You, for Davis Cup, you go as a team of four players and one coach. So you don't really feel it, but walking around with your flag starts to make the picture clearer that, hey, this is no small-time event. This is something you're doing where people back home are supporting you and keeping up with the results and hoping that you do good. And it's a beautiful experience playing for your country. I don't even know how to describe the feeling, to be honest. Yeah, I really don't know how to describe the feeling. It's it's extraordinary.
You grew up over in Namibia. You've been in Mobile for over 3 years now. Tell the listeners to kind of compare living in both places. What stands out to you? Is anything that may be similar, anything that was totally different that you had to adjust to once you came to South Alabama?
Everything's different. The cars are bigger. The parking lots are bigger. There are so many more fast food places, so many more restaurants. Yeah, and people go out to restaurants often. It's, I don't know if this is just the society how it is, but if you go to a restaurant like Olive Garden, it's packed every weekend. Back home as a family, you go out once a month, once every 2 months. So that's different. Things are a lot more expensive, but obviously that's just because of the standard of living. Things are a lot cheaper back home. We're a third world country. It's the average minimum salary is very low. So, let's see. People are nice both sides. And there's always going to be crime wherever you go.
Weather,
it's very dry. We have dry heat back home. Yeah, it's very humid. In Mobile, of course. And playing tennis, the balls, it's so tough to play back home because it's high altitude. So if I come to Mobile, I play here for a while. It's low altitude. The ball actually takes a time to go through the air. If you go back home, it flies. It's like a rocket. It's very tough to adapt every time to acclimatize. But weather, it's very dry back home. Same weather, though. Winter is not that cold. Winter gets to about 0 degrees Celsius, which is about 33 or 32 Fahrenheit. And I guess that should be it.
All right. We've been joined by senior men's tennis player Tukey Jacobs this week on the podcast. And Tukey, it's third set tiebreaker. I'm going to give you some questions. You got to volley me some quick answers to try and win the set and the match. Are you ready for that?
Yes, yes.
In your free time, what do you, the thing or things that are your hobbies that most interest you?
Hang out with my friends, laying on the couch, trying to get some sleep because I don't really sleep that much because of school and the traveling and tennis and all that. And just being out, going to the movie theater or going out to dinner or whatever. Just getting away from what I usually do from a day-to-day basis.
What's your favorite sport outside of tennis?
Soccer.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
None. I wish I can go to Wimbledon.
All right. Well, that answers in that next question. That was extremely quick. You have a chance to go on a dream vacation. Where are you going?
No, don't really mind vacation. Just taking it as it is, wherever I end up, and just enjoying wherever I'm left, sort of.
What's your favorite movie?
The Equalizer by Denzel Washington.
Do you have a favorite book?
No. No, I don't read.
I'm sure the engineering books take plenty of time to get through.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm more of a formula type guy. I don't really like reading books and storybooks and all that.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
Luther Vandross.
And last, not least, years down the line, they're making the movie, the Tukey Jacobs story. What actor plays the starring role of Tukey Jacobs?
Please rephrase that.
How do you want me to rephrase it?
You're asking me what type of actor I would be in a movie?
No, I'm asking you what actor is going to be play the role.
I've never thought of that. I have no clue, to be honest. I really have no clue.
So you can't fall back. I mean, your favorite movie involves Denzel Washington. You're not just going to run with him as a fallback option?
I guess I could say Denzel. Makes it easier. Makes it easier.
He'll appreciate that, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been with Tukey Jacobs this week. Tukey, appreciate the time. Good luck in Birmingham next week and in your senior season in the spring. We look forward to watching you play one last semester. Thanks and take care.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!